What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
And I'm your co-host, Snuff.
So as per usual, Sugar Tits, what's on the agenda today?
I want to talk about, when do you know it's time to move on from the build, get rid of it, or start something different, or anything, just be done with it?
That's an actually pretty good question. I don't know.
I know a lot of people on the team in the past have got married, had kids, had spouses that hated sex cults. any reason they found the paperclip.
You name it, we've seen it.
And, you know, that morning they woke up and they're like, I don't like cars anymore. And they were just done with us.
You know what? It is an interesting question.
I just want to know where the thought process comes from. You just put all this work into something and then you're just like, eh.
It is hard for me personally to answer that one just because I don't quit. Like, I'm stubborn as shit with my stuff. You know, so it's hard really to, like, you know, when I was younger, like past relationships and all that, they'll hit you with the, is it me or is it the car? Well, ta-da, bitch. It was the car.
Saw that.
From like a mile fucking away though, right?
Yeah, no. No questions asked.
You know what I mean? But I don't know, it is an interesting take on it. It really is an interesting question because honestly, let me better rephrase it.
Go ahead.
I can see how people will be like, all right, you know what? I got a job, I got a family, I got kids, whatever the fuck. I kind of need to slow it down a little bit. But these people don't slow it down. They're just like, you got to go.
Just,
you know what I mean?
Just done.
Done. Now, I understand, like, you know, if, you know, bills are tiling up and, you know, you need money, and it is what it is, and that's an understanding concept behind the whole, you know, whatever, I'll get rid of the car. Are you really out of the game? No, but at least, you know, you had to do what you had to do, you know, put your family first or whatever the case may be. But I don't know, because, again, I've seen the scenarios of past, you know, OGs that left the game and because they fell in love. You know what I mean?
I get it.
They straight up fell in love. Like,
all right, no.
They have butterflies and they got out of the car game. I know other guys, same deal. No, my, you know, I just got a girl now and, you know, she doesn't really like the car scene and, you know, I don't want her to leave me, bro. Whatever.
Fucking pussy.
I don't get involved. I'm just like, okay, you know, if that makes you happy, that fucking makes you happy. It is what it is. Like I said, I've seen that train of thought. But in general, when to really quit? I don't know. Like I said, I guess it would...
I think I'm asking the wrong person this.
Yeah, no, 100% you are. Like I said, I've dealt with a little amount of people that have done this. And I'm only, like, throwing back up what they told me. Or other people in the scene that have left, and then they come back later on, and they regretted the whole thing, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's... You know, I don't want them spending money in the car anymore. I remember one of the OGs was like, no, absolutely not. He's done spending a dime on this fucking car. And I told him it's either me or he has to move into that fucking car. Well, I mean, the guy picked the girl. I mean,
loser.
I mean, we joke around. We talk now and then, now briefly every now and then, but every so often he's just like, I still regret picking choice number A.
Say Tati's name. No. Say Tati and Scooby's name. Say it.
So stupid.
Fucking say it.
No, nigga, no. Are you crazy? Fuck you, man. I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah. You know, I've had that. I've had that. You know, it's one of those things. I, you know, make a joke out of it. He's always like, yo, make room for me. I'll sleep in the basement, bro.
It's sad because, like, I think to myself, hold on. Let me just get up on the mic again. I can hear my reverb. I don't like that shit. I think to myself that there are people who get into this hobby, lifestyle, culture, whatever you want to call it.
Cult.
Sure. for the reason of feeling alone, and then once they fill that void, it's just like, all right, I'm done with this. I don't need it anymore.
I have seen, yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
I don't think those people are really for the hobby then.
Yes and no. It's so interesting because a lot of them once they're in the outside, looking in, they want to be part of it even more.
That looks like fun. Yeah, that looks great.
And but they were in it. You know what I mean? At one point.
Then they get in it and they wrap their fucking Civic and put bags and they call it a build.
That's a whole different topic for another day.
And then they want to be upset when they don't have over 1,000 followers on Instagram and they're not famous after fucking 4 years of owning the same Civic that they've not even put a lip on.
Or complaining that they never made a cover. So, yeah, no. Oh,
hold on. Because I'm complaining about a magazine too.
But you're a different story. I don't know what the fuck is up with that magazine, to be honest.
I've taken it home a Best of Show.
Yeah.
I've taken home Best in Class.
Yeah.
I've taken home first place trophies.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken home a third in an open class, which is pretty impressive too.
Yeah, told you that. Yeah. You also took home a paperweight.
Oh shit.
We're not gonna bother with that one. Just continue.
No. Let's talk about it.
What?
The paperweight.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not gonna talk about it that much.
Go ahead. Talk about it a little bit.
Listen, it's just hard to even throw this out because
now our listeners are like, what the fuck's going on?
I swear to God. If and when people throw shows, you set me up for failure, you motherfucker, and I hate you, and I hope you mistake a fart.
At senior citizen buildings.
Listen, shut the fuck up. Listen, just... Put some effort into the awards. That's all I'm saying, all right? That's literally all I'm saying. Just because, you know, people really put time in and effort and the whole, you know, get to the show thing. And then when you do win, you're just like, what the fuck is this?
No. All right, so we went to a show hosted by this guy and his little minion. I'm not going to say him.
Just so stupid.
It was a great show. I got to be good friends with the minion. He's a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Long story, very short. We went to the show, I placed, and then it was a homemade trophy. And
which, again, not saying not there's bad. Anything wrong with that.
No, it was pretty
we
cool.
Don't want to come out like that either, because at the day
we're still going to keep on going to the shows.
Exactly.
I like them.
You won. It's just, and we actually did a few more shows anyway.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, in when we were there in the crowd waiting for them to call out the award.
All we heard was people bash the trophies.
All you heard was everything around us, and everybody's like, bro, what the fuck? Did they get this thing on Wish? We're just like, oh my God. The other guy's like, wait, did retarded people build these? You're just like, fucking Christ. So, you know what I mean? We got to try and hold our composure because, you know, the dude, and I get it.
This episode's never getting leaked. We're going to put this one in the bank.
This is fucking horrible.
If we get desperate on episodes, we'll publish this one.
We'll publish this one. No, fuck it. I'll release it anyway. Fuck it. It's one of those. It's all out of fun and games. It's just, you know, it's the backlash that you heard. It sucks because, you know
what? He got killed. And he threw a great show.
And it does suck because the repercussions did come back and bite him in the ass because it was, you know, little and little, you know, less and less turnout as the season went on. Hopefully, like I said, if you're a promoter, you know, not saying to dish out, you know, a fucking mortgage on trophies, but, you know.
No, do that.
Something a little, you know, something nice. Something a little nice.
You got to raise your voice when you say it.
That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but.
Go on.
Wow, what? Talk about going on a tangent. Sorry about that, folks.
I'm pretty sure they're used to it by now, but go on.
The topic was, when do you know to walk away? Also, another point, little small thing I noticed is most people, when they get rid of their build, they sell it on Facebook Marketplace now.
Yeah, that's like the new quote-unquote wave.
Craigslist.
Because it used to be Craigslist.
Okay. Now, I'm noticing that they're asking for these ridiculous numbers. Hold on. I watched somebody ask for $30,000 for a build similar to mine. I know I could not sell my car for more than $8,000, and I've put over 15 into it.
The only thing I'll say to that is I have been personally present at shows with not saying anybody from the team, just like other guys from other teams or whatever, you know, as you all hang out together and you all talk shit for a little bit, and that is what it is. But we all be like parked up either, you know, one row and then the other rows are like another crew or somebody else or whatever. And I have personally seen people walk up and be like, yo, would you sell this car? And, you know, the typical bullshit story is, yeah, sure, fuck it, if the number's right. And I've seen, like, be like, yo, I'll give you, like, 20 grand for this thing right now. When realistically, you know, modded and everything else is maybe 10, if you're lucky. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the guy took it. Like, he was like, can you let me, like, finish the show? He goes, yeah, yeah, don't worry about it. Exchange information and everything. And it was true. It was true, 100%, because a few months later, we went to the same location, just a different show name, because this is when we were doing English Town.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it used to be spring something, and then it was, like, SummerSlam, and then it was Fall Nationals. So it was, like,
you know. Pim, yeah.
In the same place. And then when we finally, I'm like, oh, shit. So whatever happened with that dude? He goes, no, I sold it. I sold it. That weekend, I fucking sold it. Yeah. And I got something new. He showed us his new car that he bought or whatever. He was building it up. Again.
Can't beat that.
It happens once in a blue moon. But it has to happen with somebody that falls in love with what you made.
Yeah, but and at that point, they have to credit you with their build. With your build.
It's one of those things. Look how many people will buy a marketplace. Somebody else's. I'm not saying full build. Because
half-done car.
But a half-done car. You know what I mean? Really just change a little bit and just finish up what needs to be finished up, and that's it.
Well, to be fair, all right, let's look at the guy who bought Muzzy's Z.
Right.
He's still going to shows. He's still showing that thing off.
Yeah.
He's like proud. Try to beat Muzzy. Good luck.
I think the only thing he's done is really change around is just a little bit of the interior, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm pretty sure it's still white.
But I'm like, just, okay. You should thank Muzzy every time you win an award.
I know another guy that had a Lexus, ISF, actually. I forgot his name. One of the first ones to be wide body. You know, Liberty Walk hit on it, the whole nine yards. Same deal. Won a few shows. Somebody crazy came along, gave him a good number. Sold it. He got himself an AMG.
All right, ready for this? Hold on. I have a question.
And that other dude is still showing the fucking ISF. All he did was, like, wrap it.
Done.
You know what I mean? You know, we're in the day and age that you could buy somebody's build.
Wrap it, call it yours.
Wrap it and be like, who's going to fucking stop you if it's wrapped?
It's still not your build.
No, 100%.
If you change, like, the front bumpers and side skirts and do something effective to it.
That's a different story. Now that you completely change it, quote unquote, but you're at least changing enough.
Sorry, right, get it. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is like a serious fucking question. Okay. I'm just, you know.
Okay, go.
Somebody once said to me, no, if I buy a build that you build, it's now my build. And they rationalized it like this. All right, so if you have a girlfriend and you're fucking her, right? And then she dumps you, and then she starts fucking me, and she's my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Would you still say that's your girlfriend? I'm so interested to see how you answer this, because there's only one wrong answer.
No, that is not my girlfriend. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
And women aren't property. That to add to
right,
it.
Right, yes, of course. We don't want the hate mail.
But that's what he said to me. And I said to myself, all right, so you're telling me if I paint a picture and it's beautiful and you buy it from me, you're the artist? Because, ready for this? The builder is adjacent to the artist.
I have always considered that. I have always considered that, which is one of the main reasons why we were talking about last time about doing a certain show or whatever and parking up with certain, you know, certain shop or whatever. It's just like, no, because that's completely taking away from your own credit or anybody else's credit for the team for MX. But that's my, you know, that's just my opinion. I totally get it, but I do feel like it is.
Hold on.
Wait.
Al, I'm in the middle of recording a podcast.
Goodbye.
You know what? I'm not even going to edit that because that was just like perfect.
Goodbye.
Fucking Al. I haven't seen him in a while. But anyway.
Ooh.
What?
Mm.
Talk later.
Remember that thing we were shooting for?
Mm-hmm.
They have a new director. And he pitched
to try again?
He pitched the idea at the person.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, that's not a bad idea. Do you think that'll bring us money? So, yes, please try again.
Oh, okay. We'll talk more afterwards. But anyway.
Write it down so I remember it, because I'm serious about this. This is like, that's kind of like important to me.
I'll put a note. But
I can use my Post-it note app on my new Mac. Yes, he's converted me over to Mac.
He's not a peasant anymore. Fucking Windows.
So, guys, do you consider that your own build? Is another good question for the poll today. If you purchased somebody's build, would you then call it your build? Because you're not the artist who made that.
It's an interesting, like I said, it's an interesting take because I can see the mindset of I want to get into this hobby quick, but I don't really want to put that much effort. So you go out on Marketplace and you really look for something affordable. A fully built
Sema GTR.
I knew that was going to happen. But no, really, you look on Marketplace and you're trying to find something that's in within your budget range and it looks clean. Decent. It looks nice. It looks like
presentable.
Exactly. Like to the point that, you know, you could bring it to one quick show that weekend. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, maybe change something on it if you wanted to, if you really wanted to. I can kind of see that. That falls under, like, you know, sitting there and talking to the person. And if they're legit, be like, no, listen, I just bought it like this. Because I have met people like that. They're like, no. I bought it like this. I literally just watched and I brought it here. I'm going to change up shit next year.
I'm a prima donna. If I just bought something, then I would never bring it to a show.
Some people don't work like that. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
You have someone else's build.
It's weird. It is weird because me personally, I wouldn't feel comfortable having somebody else's build and me driving it around or like showing it off, like if it was something I did.
I have a question.
What?
Now that you say that out loud,
mm-hmm.
And guys, pay attention to this because this is going to get really funny. You wouldn't feel comfortable driving around somebody's build. All right, God forbid, I pass tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And let's just say I registered for Elite Tuner.
Right.
And I wind up winning that. You're not going to take it to California for me?
Oh, no, I'll tow it. I'll just take a humongous sticker of your face and, like, stick it on the hood.
To fuck it up for everybody else?
No, good. Just very to nice. Know exactly who the owner was.
Is it my dead face or my live face?
It depends on how you went.
What if I look better in the casket?
Then in the casket picture it is.
Oh, you're a piece of shit. But, like, would you drive around, like, somebody who is deceased that was close to you, would you drive around their car?
No, I wouldn't drive it. That's my brain fart is it's a memorial. It's a memory. So I'm just going to, like, keep it there. And if event happens, you know, from wherever the fuck I have it parked to trailer to event and then back on trailer and back to the fucking place where I have it. And, you know, the detail and the cleaning and all that. Not to fucking, like, whip it around and, like, go to fucking BJ's parking lot and do some fucking mean-ass donuts and then just bring it back. Like, what, you want me to put your ashes in the fucking tank too, bro? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know, man.
You're fucking weird, man. What the fuck? God, that is a weird fucking one today.
Yeah, I don't know.
But no, that's, you know. You want, like, treasure that. You want to hold on to that memory. You want to keep it pristine. Am I wrong for thinking that? Like,
well, I've no.
Do you want me to launch it off a fucking cliff?
Fonzie and the shark? What? No. Well, because when I say that, I say that to say, remember the twins? The one passed away?
Yes.
The other one's not as socially active as far as cars go anymore.
Really? Well, I can kind of see that if it was a big part of, you know,
that gave him a gap to get out.
Yeah.
There's 101 reasons to get out, and there's 101 reasons to get in.
Yeah, sadly, but true. Yeah, it is true. Hmm. So he's not showing it? He's not showing that car anymore?
I think it's gone already.
Oh, he got rid of it?
I think.
I mean, it's also, you know, depends on the person. Some people, you want to get rid of everything that remembers, you know, that brings a reminder.
He's got to look in the mirror. He's a twin.
I mean, you can only do so much there, bro. I don't know what to fucking tell you about.
Wear a mask. I don't know, man.
Fucking break every single fucking mirror in your house. Like, just brush your teeth and just, like, show the little small piece so you know exactly where you got to go. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to tell you with that one. it's like fucking shit. Coño. But, yeah, no, some people are fucking late. Like I said, it's interesting. It's weird because, you know, I would assume if somebody buys a project car, right, if you start getting electrical problems up the ass, like nonstop, and the car's like nothing but it's literally a lemon, you're gonna have to get rid of it. Like, how do you, what level do you put yourself in if we're really talking about this, to like really, when do you let go?
You put it in the parking lot at work, and when it floods, you claim it as a flood damage and you move on with your life.
Poor Audi. It had so much potential.
Fuck that car.
Okay, but no. Okay, you know what? Hold on, because this is a perfect fucking example.
Start telling the listener about the Audi and what the story was on it.
This motherfucker decided to get the most fucking rarest Audi for like, what was it, like $1,000? Like
$1,000 flat.
$1,000 flat.
It was an Audi A8L, second gen.
Yes, second gen A8L. Fucking thing was mean as shit, and it sounded awesome.
Yeah, it did.
Was it? We swapped the compressor out in the middle of the night and like fucking the bank lot type shit.
And it started rising. I was like, ooh, look at this guy.
But then it started lowering again the next following day.
Because it couldn't retain air.
I remember we parked it on the block with no registration and a fake plate on it. And it still survived.
I really had dreams of driving that shit around.
The car had potential.
But ready for this? There's no body kit for it. There's nothing cool you could do with it.
Me personally, that's the potential.
Making the body kit.
Yeah. Think about it.
You hear yourself, right?
Yeah. All day.
How would you have made an AAL? Guys, this is an Audi, and the L stands for long. It was a boat.
Yeah, no, she was big. She was a big bitch.
OEM air suspension.
That thing was fucking, oh my Lord.
It had this little button that would, if you pressed it, shades would come on up on the
yes,
back.
Yes, it did have the shades. It was fully loaded. It was literally fully loaded. It
had a refrigerator in the back seat.
Yeah, it had the cooler on it. I mean, the car had potential to be fucking dope as hell. Me personally, not having a store to go get a kit just makes it more worth it. Because think about it. They don't have it for the L. But that body style Audi, they all fucking match. And they all look alike. All you really had to do was get like a fucking an A6 or an A4 wide body and work with it. And ta-da, you would have had your own wide body on a fucking L. Even a front lip. You could have done a custom hood on it all day. You could have gotten rid of the bags and done straight up fucking coilovers, or you could have worked with the bags you had and cut that entire OEM system off and make it aftermarket. So technically all you needed was a tank, a management system, and run brand new lines if you wanted.
Again, it was too much of a headache for an Audi. I didn't trust the vehicle itself.
So again, that's my question. Where did you draw the line to just park it and just like let it float away?
All right, when I noticed that the Z was close to being somewhere manageable for a show, the Scion was absolutely flawless. It had no problems with it.
I know she wasn't screaming then for agonizing pain and to put it down.
Yeah. That was my third car at the time.
Yeah.
Insurance was like, I don't know, $1,200 a month.
Really? For that thing? For all three?
Audi, Scion, Z.
That's a lot. Damn, nigga. What the fuck?
This is also COVID time.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay. Big part. I forgot that was COVID. Okay.
It might have been like 1,100.
Ooh, 100 off.
But it was somewhere around there. And I had thought to myself, all right, well, this thing, it's already been in an accident because a garbage truck decided to take it out.
Yeah, a little bit of the quarter panel. No, it wasn't the quarter panel. It was the
rear quarter panel. Yeah, it was.
It was the quarter panel. Okay.
The airbag suspension was failing left and right. And as much as I repaired it and brought it back up to life, for a day or two, it would still sag.
I remember the one big issue was the taillights. The lenses.
Could not find taillights.
We couldn't find taillight lenses for the life of us. I remember that. We even went to Newark, if I wasn't mistaken.
We bought a pair that was spiderwebbed, and we thought, maybe we can make something out of this. We did not.
We did not.
But again, everything for that car was fucking difficult to source and super stupid expensive. And it's not like you were getting some premium shit like with the Z, where like, oh, custom carbon fiber wide body front bumper. Oh my God, yes, let's pay fucking $4,000 for it. Cool.
No, I get it.
You were getting some mediocre bullshit because German.
Like, yeah, okay.
Fuck out of here.
Okay, I mean, I can see how that would.
And then I start to hate the car. I really start to hate that
car. Yeah, I know you started to hate it.
Like, I would drive to work and then kick the shit out of the door hard and slam the doors closed. I started to hate it.
And then that one good rainstorm happened, and it took all your problems away.
It started to rain. I watched the water go, like, the way to, like, the door sill, and I was like, yeah, go, pumping my fists. And then I got the insurance check. I was like, oh, this is nice.
So pretty much the main line in the sand was the repair didn't constitute for
like,
being worth to even have it.
No, that's where I drew the line on that. I said, you know what? Fuck this car. I'm going to ride it until it dies. And by the grace of God.
You didn't get a chance to kill it. Mother Nature killed it for you.
By the grace of God.
The grace of God.
He pissed out of the sky, and it just ended that poor thing's life. And, you know, I'm so much better of a person for not driving an Audi. Sorry, Jesse.
But do you ever, like, think?
What if?
What if?
Never once in my entire life.
Really?
Actually, this is the first time we ever talk about a what if with that piece of shit car.
No kidding.
Yep.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll do you one better, because this topic is perfect, but it's landing better on your plate than it is on mine. You had a few ideas for the Scion before you fucking traded it in.
Oh, you ready for that? I hated that car too.
I mean, the car hated you back, because that thing would fucking just scream at you whenever you would drive. I know that for a fact.
I once moved an entire transmission in it. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember you wanted to lower it. Then I remember you wanted to jack it up and put some fucking, like,
I still have the body spacers. I bought the body spacers.
Okay, but do you ever think of, like, the what if he would have done to that one?
You ready for this?
What?
I feel bad for a close friend of mine that just bought one in white. She bought it, and I was like, you dumb bitch. You watched me shoot myself in the foot, so you bought a gun and said, this looks like fun, and pulled the trigger.
I mean, not for nothing. No, it's been acting nice. Yeah, it's been acting nice.
Yeah, what have you guys done to it?
Oh, we haven't touched it.
You know why? It's not worth touching.
No, I'll touch it when the weather gets better.
Uh-huh. And then you got to show up and park next to that motherfucker who cut his shit in half and everything's fiberglass. Good luck.
Oh, that's right. This fucking...
Yeah, kill yourself.
He was selling it, by the way, and then he stopped selling it.
For how much?
He was selling it for 10.
Fuck you.
That's a perfect example, actually. I mean, he didn't go through with it. Last I checked, he still has it. He kept it.
If I had 10, I'd buy that. And you ready for this? Here's...
What? You definitely need to have that thing indoors, though. It has no fucking roof. To explain it to everybody listening, it's a fully custom, like, first-gen TC. You know, skeleton roof with, like, crazy TVs, crazy paint, crazy wide body, crazy interior. Like, it's a pretty
much... The words crazy aren't very descriptive.
Yeah. It's just a fucking... It's
two-tone... Oh, hear me out. Two-tone orange and black, Targa top style.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Everything fucking glows on this car. If you think you can fit a bulb and an LED in there.
Yeah, homie spent a good chunk of change on lighting.
Audio.
Yeah, it's a full-fledged show car. It's like fully done.
And you,
to be honest, me personally.
It's a permanent open top.
Yeah. There is no roof. There is no. So you need to have a garage or at least a trailer, an indoor, you know, an enclosed trailer to park it in. But I know he was selling it. I remember seeing it on Marketplace. Funny enough. But yeah, no, it disappeared from Marketplace. So I
either kept it or sold it.
Yeah. So I think he kept it. To be honest, I think he kept it.
But it's
one of those things. But what made him think, you know what? Whatever. I'm done with this.
I can probably guess. Probably had the opportunity to buy a better car.
Yeah, that could be true to a certain degree.
If I got the chance to sell my car for, like, if somebody walked over to me and was like, I'll give you $10,000 for it today. You know what I would do?
What?
Sure.
For $10,000, really?
Ready for this? Hear me out. Mm. A Miata wide body kit is like less than $1,000.
All day.
I can find a Miata for $5,000.
Yeah, that's actually with the bro tax. Yeah, you're not wrong.
So now I'm at $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping the three-piece wheels on it. For 10, you can keep them. And then all of the wide body and accessory parts for the Miata are KBD anyway, so I can slide and smack it and not have to worry about it because it's all rubber anyway. And then I'll wrap it. And then I'll, ready for this? I'll have a show-worthy beater car.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's where I was comfortable most with my car.
Yes and no.
When it was wrapped, I drove it everywhere and did everything with it.
Oh, that is true. That is true.
Now, fucking, I go to get coffee in it.
If that.
No, I do.
With no bumper on? Really?
I just went to a whole fucking meet. What are you talking about? Oh, that's
right. Yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot. Cool batch bar, bro.
Thanks. you should really polish it. Fuck you. I can't believe you said that. I'm a fucking idiot. Where do these people come with this shit?
It's the generation. That
you should really polish it, dude. It would match the lips. I'm looking at him like, how fucking stoned are you, bro? Get the fuck away from my car.
Humans. But anyway.
People suck. But anyway, I would. I absolutely would because I can see the potential in a next build.
Okay. I mean, I can see that. I can totally understand that.
And then
that
when this car blows up and everybody gets important off this car, we'll give you inspiration. And if that motherfucker just says, I built this car, I'll kill him and his family in their sleep.
Oh, my God.
You ever see the Axe Masker, the fucking the scary movie?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he'll be dead asleep. Next thing else, bang, axe. Done. Samuel, God. What happened to you? I claimed the build.
I don't know. It's weird because I have seen, I mean, now it's a little bit harder. I have seen a little bit of that online, but they get called out on it, like, really fucking fast. So it doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, it is funny to watch. I have to admit, it is funny. It is a funny common thread to read because it gets good. It gets good easy. Again, I don't understand why people do that. If you really haven't changed anything, you're just a new owner. You know what I mean? To a certain degree. But, you know, to kind of lean more into, like, the topic, like I said, me personally, it's hard for me to put myself in that shoe because there's times that I want to set the cars on fire.
Builds, when to hold them and when to fold them. That's what we're going to call this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Write that shit down.
Yeah, before we forget. But no, really, like, it's hard for me because I really am determined. Like, I'll get to the point that I'm going to fucking set it on fire and I'm just going to stop and walk away. And then maybe a week later or a few days later, I'll go back and I'll finish. But I've been like that with off my cars.
And Amanda's.
And Amanda's, yes.
Me too. I've been there with Amanda's cars.
So, I mean, it's one of those things that...
So, hold on. When somebody helps build your car, you have to credit them, right?
Yeah.
All right, the second episode, I'm saying it out loud, Amanda. I miss her.
But it's one of those things, even... Like I said, it's hard. It's hard for me to put myself in those shoes because, like I said, there's been times I do want to set the cars on fire. That it's one stupid mod that doesn't want to go through or it's not working the way you want it.
Hold on. Or a brake you can't get in place.
Yeah.
And then your friend comes in 4 seconds, just shoves it in and makes it work.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, you keep talking. I got the.
Oh, shit. The house. Sonic's taking a phone call from his father. Hopefully, there's nothing wrong. Stand by to stand by. He's walking back. Okay. Yeah, it better fucking be good.
Never mind. All good.
That was scary.
That was an emergency or whatever. You know how it goes. But anyway, it's the world's stupidest thing in the world. Do me a favor, go fill up the tank when you get out of there. I'm like, bro, fuck you. Like, seriously? All right. Whatever. Bye. Fucking, I swear to God. But anyway.
He couldn't just text you?
He doesn't know how to text.
Give me a file. So I'll call him. Right? I'm fucking calling him.
You kidding me? I'm impressed I was able to train him to fucking use an iPhone.
The fucking most stoic man I've ever met in my entire life.
He hates that fucking thing. He loves his little flip phone.
Fuck him and the flip phone.
I swear to God.
I'm so sorry.
But when it comes to like him streaming music, forget about it. He's the fucking champ right now.
Oh, really?
I made him his own little playlist. 700 fucking songs in it.
Salsa, mostly?
Yeah, yeah. It's all like old school salsa and like stuff like that he likes. But yeah, no, he's funny. He goes, "Ha, I stream." And just presses the button. I was like, I'm glad. It took you like 30 times for me to teach you, for you to remember, but I'm proud of you, Dad.
All right, we're veering off topic.
Yeah, we're weary. We're weary.
Well, not to mix your dad into the situation, what made him sell the GTO?
Oh, my God.
Wait. Tell the backstory about the GTO first.
Well, my dad has had a fleet of cool-looking cars that if he would have them today,
we'd be millionaires.
Holy shit. Like, straight up holy shit. From, I forgot the year, but it's a Cutlass Supreme pace car. That was one of his first ones. And he got that for free. Like, an old man was just like, "I don't want this thing. I'm about to junk it." And the car was fine. Like, it ran fine. It had no rust on it. It's just, at that time, you know, in those times, to buy a new car was maybe, what, $4,000, $5,000?
Nobody had that.
And nobody had that, really. And if you did, you were getting rid of your car for like $100, $200, or giving it away for free.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, you can ask anybody that's old school that's been in the, you know, Hudson County area, I guess, and they'll probably tell you the same thing, that when they all got here, they all got cars for free. Or like...
a friend of a friend.
A friend of a friend, or it was like $20. But not the shit that you see now. Never happens. But he's had, like I said, a Cutlass Supreme pace car. That pace car today is worth six figures. In mild condition. Mild. Okay? Very low. Six figures. Now, if that thing were like fully restored, you got half a mil car.
Okay. What else has he had?
He's had, well, his favorite has always been the 66 GTO. That's his, it's the car that really, I think, out of all of them that he's had.
Got away.
That's the one that he regrets the most. He's had a 55 Bel Air.
Whenever we talk about your father's GTO, I always go on Jack Pocket and play the lottery.
Play a lottery just to see.
Well, here's my deal. I keep on saying this to myself. If I ever fucking hit the Powerball, that old man's getting a GTO.
I win the Powerball just thinking the same bullshit, to be honest, just so I can give him a GTO. But yeah, he's had a 55 Bel Air. He's had a 52 Impala. That looks like a duck in the back. Mm-hmm, we call it the duck bill. I hate that car personally. It looks like ass to me, but he loves that shit. And yeah, like I said, his baby has always been the 66 GTO. But at that time, you know, nobody thought that these cars would be worth anything.
Yeah.
You know, later down the line. That's one of the main things. And then second, you know, at that time, you know, if shit starts going wrong on the car, these old schoolers didn't really want to spend time working on it too much.
Which didn't make any sense to me.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things. Granted, now, it's a different thing. For the love of God, it's funny how it comes full circle to, like, kind of bite them in the ass in this aspect that we were looking at one for months. It was on Copar. So I signed up for Copar. I paid $100 for the year membership. I could get any car I want, pretty much. So, yeah, my dad's like, "Oh, look for GTOs one day."
Found it on Copart.
I found it on Copart. I found one that was pretty, like, legitimately good. It was in a flood, though. Like,
who gives a fuck? Nothing's electrical on it.
But nothing's electrical on it. But, you know, it had mud inside the car. The motor was fucking done in trash already. It's just funny when I say this because he got rid of his GTO because it started giving him problems. Like, little minor electrical things of, like, the fucking 60s. And he got fed the fuck up, and he was like, "Oh, I don't even want to deal with the fucking carburetor and all that bullshit," and he got rid of it. Now we're looking at one that was fucking flooded. Do you see? I just start laughing. I go, "Really? And you got rid of the one that had just, you know, minor shit?" He just looks at me just like, "I hate you."
I wish your mother kept her legs close.
You know what I mean? But, you know, it's one of those things. But I was like, no, fuck. Like I said, when you ask him, he tells you the same thing. One, I had no idea these fucking things are going to be worth this much, really. And second, nobody gave a fuck. Everybody was just throwing these things away.
You want to laugh?
What?
Dodge Magnum.
Okay.
Remember how, I don't know, during COVID you could buy one and Facebook Marketplace for,
I feel like the Dodge Magnum. $1,200? Yeah.
And now you find them, they want eight or better?
Mm-hmm. All day.
Think about that.
I think part of that reasoning is more of Dodge leaning into more of the electrical, running into the more electric car shit bullshit now, to be 100% honest. All these old school shits, they're all going to go up. Like all our cars, they're all going to be worth at least twice of what they're worth now. I say it and I'll continue to say it. This is 100% going to happen. You got to remember, it's passed already in here, at least in Jersey, by 2025, any new car that's being sold has to be electric. So, which means the used car dealerships are in the loophole. They can still sell you a gas car. So what happens when all these new dealers can't sell you a pre-owned car if they've never sold a pre-owned car before? You know, if it's not part of their thing.
They already have a plan to drive it around for like 4 or 5 miles and then sell it as a used car.
But either way, all these used car dealerships, all their prices are going to go up. That's all that is. Because end of the day, at least by us, it's be for real. Who the fuck is going to be able to charge a fucking car by in our neck of the woods?
There's a charging port at the Target down the block. There's another one at the Starbucks by where Sonic's used to be.
Yeah, no, no, no. I know that.
101 in Edgewater.
But again, my point. Look at the cold-ass weather that happened recently.
You charge the shit once every 2 weeks.
Okay, but when people do charge them?
On a Saturday morning when you're doing nothing?
Yeah, but who wants to fucking kill 30 minutes eating shit, having your car charge?
They sit there on their phone. They don't listen. Ready for this?
What?
People would ask you, who wants to sit for 2 hours changing out your taillights for something that fucking does RGB? Who gives a fuck?
Okay. These people, valid point.
People's mentality is, I'll sit in my car and be on Instagram. Fuck it. For half an hour. Who gives a shit?
Okay, now what happens with, again, what happened with the crazy cold weather that the charging stations weren't even working?
Yeah, they were frozen over.
Because while you're still trying to figure out how to get your car to fucking charge up, I was going to the fucking gas station and putting $10 in. You get my point?
Yeah.
I still say the same thing. We're not ready for it to go fully electric.
Well, the power grids in California, which are better than New York, couldn't hold it.
What makes you think that we can?
The truth?
You know what I mean?
I would go over to a buddy's house with a garage who has a charger. Like, bro, I'm coming over. I'm bringing beers.
Just charge over there and hang out.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but not everybody has that. Not everybody's going to have that extra friend with a fucking electric car.
Hold on, guys. To veer off topic, I know.
As per usual.
We've had a good episode so far. I want to talk to you about Hertz.
They're getting rid of all their Teslas for like 20 grand, 15 grand.
No, 15 grand or 14 grand, depending on which models you buy.
Yeah, they had a model Plaid S.
17 grand.
Yeah, well, with tax and everything, it was like, whatever, 20.
But ready for this? If you guys want to buy, well, if you guys want to do a Tesla swap, think about that. You got guys on Instagram who spent 100 grand to do it. You can buy a whole Tesla for 20 grand. You can do that swap in your fucking garage now.
That is true. That would be pretty
cool. That's a fucking game changer.
Like I said, the only electric car personally that I'm a fan of, not to the point that I'm like, oh my God, I want one, but a fan enough to be like, oh, that's cool, is the Tesla swap that they did on the 68 Cadillac. The only one I give a shit about. Still wouldn't own it. I don't want to deal with that bullshit of charging because I hate batteries. Mm. And I go through batteries like fucking, you know, drinking water with my car. And they're all disconnected in my house, for the love of God.
Didn't you just get a sponsorship?
Yes, but still, I don't want to fucking deal with it. I fucking hate batteries. There's the one car mod I hate that I have to fucking deal with. It's car batteries. I'll be honest. That's why I don't want an electric car.
Yeah, but you leave your shit plugged in all the time.
No, not even disconnected. Even disconnected with the kill switches.
Really?
Yeah. They go to shit. You got to get more creative, and you got to put fucking a little piece of, like, plywood underneath the battery, and like it's a whole fucking science. So the ground doesn't fucking take the yeah. It's a whole thing.
The Z, I leave it unbatteried.
Yeah, but you're fine though.
I'll bring the battery inside. It's sitting on a shelf currently.
But how many times did you have to change it though?
Oh man, I fucking once a year at least.
Yeah, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
It's the worst.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things. But even then, you know, to kind of like still be in the topic, sorta. These people that buy the $100,000 Teslas.
Mm-hmm.
When they go to full shit and Tesla doesn't want to fix anything, or like the stories that you read, the stories that you hear, the nightmare scenarios that have happened with Tesla owners.
Well, just to be fair, most of that's propaganda pushed by other car companies that want to blow Tesla out the water.
You think so?
They paid to have that published, yes.
You think so? No shit.
All right, put it this way. Here, hear me out, because this is going to blow your fucking mind. Because I know it for a fact.
Hold on, let me put on my tinfoil hat.
All right, so... Other car companies want to push a negative agenda about Tesla.
I believe that.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I can see that.
So you're telling me, here, perfect example.
Mm.
Let's use a made-up brand, Logitech.
Okay, wow, okay. Go on.
Everybody's buying Logitech taillights, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I came to you and was like, hey, I bought these fucking $5,000 taillights and they failed on me. Who can I go to complain? You would say, oh, hold on. There's fucking magazines and news about it because it's a car. It's going to be in the magazine and news.
True. Okay.
Hold on. Let me call some friends. And then before you know it, you got 30 fucking numbers and you're one asshole who's Instagram famous because a fucking battery failed. Congratulations. You complained to the right person.
Okay. I can see. You know what? It makes sense. It does have a little bit of science to it when you think about it. I can see how they would...
Blow it out of proportion.
And I don't even think it's blown out of proportion too much.
Here's my favorite part.
Because it's be for real. If they're really not going to guarantee...
They didn't kill you. They didn't say, oh, no, we're not fixing it because your battery died on its own. No.
They'll fix it. It's just $30,000.
No. The airbag suspension you hooked up is to your battery, you asshole.
So you mean voided your own warranty is what you're telling
me. Bing.
Okay,
bing,
but bing, no, these scenarios that I'm telling you about, like these nightmare stories, I've seen the ones that have been modded and they go through all shit. Those get blacklisted anyway. Those are, you're fucked already, yeah. But carajo, goodbye. Yeah, but
the people
I'm talking about the ones that are like 100% stock.
It doesn't often happen and usually Tesla will honor it.
It doesn't usually happen.
But they have a meter on it to show if the battery was abused or not. And most of the Hertz ones, batteries were abused.
But again, how...
And Hertz will never tell you it was abused.
Of course not. You know, it's one of those things. But again, how do you justify having to, let's say, go to Hertz. You get a pre-owned Tesla. You get finance, boom, 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 $15,000, and you have a Tesla. Congrats.
Mm-hmm.
Battery takes a shit. Tesla wants 30. 20 to 30. That's what they usually go for.
Mm-hmm. They should still be under warranty.
So I would hope at least.
You want to know why Hertz is selling them? Because they've been abused.
Yeah, no, they said it themselves in their article. Like the repair costs on these things. It's not even so much that they've abused them. It's just, you know, people are fucking savages.
It's a rental car.
That's
Don't be gentle. It's a rental. That's
exactly,
a saying.
Exactly, yeah. It's one of those things. So I can only imagine the shit they've come back with. And Teslas aren't cheap.
Ta-da.
To begin with.
But again, I say that to say that's something that was blown out of proportion. If Tesla really wanted to swipe that off the radar, he would have done a lot more for that company.
True.
Or maybe how do you know that CEO from Hertz was like, yo, I got like 100 of these that are shit in the bed. Cut me a deal. And he was like, nah, fuck you. And then he goes, all right, so I'm going to take this to the internet. What do you want to do about it, bitch?
I mean.
How do you know that's not going on either?
It has its merit when you say it out loud. Like, it makes sense, is what my point is. It makes sense. It does make sense.
Again, remember, me and you do a lot of behind-the-scenes bullshit.
Yeah, sometimes way too much.
So we know how the handshake deal goes.
Yeah, sadly, but true. I mean, it's interesting. It is interesting, the whole, just everything currently that we're in the car world in general.
Also, I meant to tell you, you should make a tab in your online site.
For?
A team purchase.
You mean group buys?
Mm-hmm. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
If you had an entire team purchasing from you,
mm-hmm.
You'd give them a better number, right?
Always, yeah.
All right, so if I came to you with 10 sets of taillights of different makes and models that you finally get to play with.
Yeah, of course.
Wouldn't that sound appealing to every fucking team? And think about how many teams are across the United States.
Yeah, but I have group buys.
No.
Well, I have them for forms, but it's the same shit.
You'd make an exclusive team buy. And when they get the money together, the president submits the money to you, go from there.
Yeah, it's not a terrible idea, to be honest. I mean, like I said, I have.
Did you ever think about that?
Well, I have the same concept, but for like groups. Or not groups, but like forms and shit or whatever, which is the same car.
All right, ready for this? Remember when you used to get team sponsorships?
Yes, yes.
And it's nice that it sounds like they have the whole team.
Yes, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Think about it from a business standpoint.
It makes 100% sense.
Make that tab and promote it.
The only thing that would kind of be like, gets a little bit inky and it gets a little bit shitty in that aspect is that if it's a team of the same car, I can cut a better deal because I'm getting the same style light.
Over and over and over and over.
Over and exactly. Like 20 of you, 30 of you, 40 of you, 50 of you, but it's the same light. So to, let's say, for example, I get 15 of you in a group buy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cut it, whatever the total is, in half, 50-50. So the first half, obviously, for deposit, and then the other half once lights are done.
Mm-hmm.
But to get the work done is quicker because it's the same light.
It becomes repetitive second motion.
It becomes exactly repetitive. Now, what happens is, not saying I wouldn't do it. I'll be down to do it and try it out, see if it works. It will take me longer because it will be like...
discovering new things.
I got to do a Z light.
Oh, you hate those.
And I fucking hate them with a passion. I mean, I do them. I do. You know what it is? Once they're open, I don't hate them anymore. My mind goes in like La La Land. I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure I can stick a fucking TV in this thing. Like, I'm fucking, my nipples are hard. I'm excited just thinking about it. But the process of like, I have to fucking open you. No, I want to take the light and bash it over your fucking head. I fucking hate them. Like, I want to take one of these fucking Asians and just choke them out from Nissan.
Bart Simpson.
Yeah, straight up. Because it is, for anybody that does retrofits, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. There's just one light that you just like, fucking hate you. I hate you so much, but I have to do it because it's good money.
So how'd you figure out mine?
Well, one, your lights were so old that once I farted on them, they kind of, one, just fell apart. Because
the clear tail lights that I have now.
No, the clear tail lights, I'll do tail lights all day. I'll be honest. The tail lights to open them up, I'll sit there and cut open Z tail lights. Like,
okay.
Me doing a Jeep headlight. Like, it's
a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke to open up.
Z headlights.
Fucking hate them. Hate you. Hate your fucking everything about you. But again, I got lucky in the aspect of, I mean, I say joking, but like your old headlights, the first ones we ever did.
Fell apart.
The seal was so old on them that when I kind of like plopped them up, I saw something move. I was just like, ooh, maybe I'll get lucky. Oh yeah, no, I got lucky. I just went like with the flathead and just like, phoom! And your lens just kind of like flew across the
base.
In
one part?
Yeah, one shot. I was like, damn. Why can't they all be like this? You know what I mean? It's one of those things. The second and thirds and fourth and like fifths I've done already, those, I get them new. I have to pop them in the oven, do the whole shebang. They're a fucking nightmare. They're a fucking nightmare. You heat up the oven too hot, you melt them to shit. Because that already happened to me once.
You never told me that.
No, you learn as you go. It's one of those things. Like, I'll do any car, any headlight, any taillight. I'll do anything. It doesn't bother me. For the love of God, I've had, like, fun doing, like, Maserati taillights. That took me forever to do, not too long ago.
I saw those. They came out pretty dope.
And, it's one of those things that it's hilarious and it's fun. And it was just something so fucking new. But you're also shitting yourself.
What if these things break?
Exactly. That's always in the back of your mind. That's why you always got to take your time opening. And those things, you have to cut them. It's not like, pop them in the oven and ta-da. No. All taillights, you have to cut open the old-fashioned way.
Fuck.
Every single, the only taillights that don't have to be opened are like Miata taillights. That I don't have to cut them open. I pop those things in the fucking oven, start popping shit out, and like, boom, boom, in and out. With parts in front of me, Miata lights are in and out in 24 hours. Hmm. I just spend more time, with the drying time or whatever, obviously. But, to not like weave off too far from it, to go back to this group buy thing. Exactly. Let's say I get 15 of you again, like I was saying, but I get like one set of Z lights. I get a Civic headlight. I get a CTS, or I get a Miata, or then I get something
the G37, then you're gonna get the Q50, and then you're gonna get the.
I have even had a 370Z, and I'm thanking God for it, because if yours were a fucking living nightmare, no, not saying yours, but you know what I mean, the Z mm-hmm. platforms, the 370Zs with that cute little cut of the headlight, and then goes back in. Oh no, fuck you, man.
Tail lights do it too.
3,000, and I don't want to do it. How about that? You know what I mean?
Oh no!
Like I would love to play around with like an old set. I'll be honest, me personally, just to get comfy.
Are you doing Harry's tomorrow or what?
Don't know yet. Honestly, don't know yet. There's a few little
things going on.
Things. But to go back to this, like I said, I'm down to do the group buy. So, teams, if you're listening, I'm always down to do a group buy-in for like retrofits or whatever.
It doesn't have to be 15 cars.
No, it doesn't have to be. It has to be 20. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
5 minimum.
Yeah. But no, I'll work with everybody. I'll work with everybody. Unless you have a Z, then you can go fuck off. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I'll do Z guys too.
Not doing them again.
It's funny that you say that, because I do have a few Z's that have, you know, written back mm-hmm. know, quotes or whatever to get some custom stuff done. So we'll see what happens.
Hopefully it happens for you.
So it'll be fun. Like I said, once they're open, I'm a happy guy. But the process of opening?
Not fun.
I really, really regret the day you were born.
You'd rather have your dick in a zipper.
Yes. Like 5 times. I swear to God.
This is better. I don't have to open up the headlight. Awful.
So I do want to bring out the poll question for today's episode. When do you officially call it quits with your ride, with your project? Is it more of a financial thing? Is it
a family thing? Growing out of it?
Is it a, oh my God, I fell in love and I don't need the car anymore?
Yeah, it's something
I'm
stupid.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say it in that tone of voice. That was fucked up. But anyway, you know exactly what I mean.
Say Tati's name, bro.
No, yo, fuck you, bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
Say her name.
No, I don't know what the fuck you're talking
Coward.
About.
Coward.
Oh, fuck you, I'm thinking on me. Shit.
She doesn't even know who I am.
Not yet.
She won't let her fucking husband sell a stupid stand. Bitch.
But whatchamacall, just curious just to see what's everybody's take. When do you say enough is enough with whatever you're working on or whatever is a finished build for you? And do you move on to something else? Do you just hang up the coat and that's it with the season? Or that's it with the scene itself? Or, you know, do you start something fresh? Because, again, I've seen another quick little recap, another OG that I just remembered, blew the motor on his car.
And said, fuck this, I'm done?
Yeah, just like that. And the car was done. Like, the car was, like, it literally just
what
needed...
What kind of car was it?
An Eclipse, actually. One of their newer, the last generation that just came out. The Bubble Butts. The really big Bubble Butts.
When did you have somebody with that?
Oh, my God, I had, like, 3 of those in the team.
I know you had an orange Eclipse.
Yes. And then I had a red one as well. That was fully done, and I had a silver one.
And also, that's the guy who blew his motor?
Yeah, and that's the one that blew his motor.
Pussy.
So, but you know, when do you say, you know, enough is enough?
Thank you.
Like, I had another guy, another quick one, before we wrap it up. Fully custom Nissan Altima. I've told you a little bit about him.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Fucking like 30 TVs. He had as many TVs as I had him fucking blue. Was one of the first ones to go fully turbo. And the main reason why he got rid of the car is because every single tune that they put in his car just ran like shit. He couldn't drive it.
You know what the problem was? He bought a fucking Altima.
You're an idiot to begin
Grow
with.
Grow up.
You're an idiot to begin with.
Too many doors.
You're an idiot to begin with. The point was...
Piss poor decision.
You know what I mean?
Does he listen to this?
No, I don't think so. He's like, all right, good.
Too bad.
But yeah, want to take everybody's take on it. That's going to be the poll question for today's episode. When do you call it quits on your project ride? And yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, keep it custom, my friends, because life's way too short to stay stock.